As we've looked around our churches during this Advent season, we of course have seen a lot of purple banners, or Advent candles are mostly purple, and of course the vestments that we wore in weekends past have all been purple. And purple, like the color we use in Lent, should remind us of the Baptist's call today that we hear in the gospel, that call to repentance and conversion. It should remind us of the penitential nature of the season that we're in. This has been the idea since Advent was first introduced by the church way back in the fourth century. And like Lent, Advent calls us to do what? To remember and to prepare. So during this time of grace, that is what we do. We remember John the Baptist's call to prepare oneself through repentance and prayer to celebrate the memory of Christ's first coming among us over 2,000 years ago to redeem us, to reconcile us with God the Father. But Advent also reminds us, too, to prepare for Christ's second coming in the future, either at the end of the world or at the hour of our own death. And so the church gives us these weeks of Advent to do just that, to prepare through penance and repentance. One gentleman that I was talking to just a few days ago, we were having a conversation about Advent and the meaning of Advent and this idea that I just talked about. He said, you know, I've been trying to teach my wife and children that, or at least remind them of that. And so one of the things he said he did the other night was, as people were racing out into the community to get their last minute shopping done, as I'm sure you may have experienced too, the chaos that's out there in the stores and in the malls, and just the frustration of trying to find a parking spot. And so he was down there one evening with his family and his children, and he was driving down the rows. And every once in a while, you get lucky and a car's lights will come on and they'll pull out. And he would drive right by. And his children would start asking him, Dad, what are you doing? That was a great spot. It was kind of up front, right by the door. It wasn't far to walk. Why didn't we park there? And Dad would simply say, well, you know, we're gonna leave that for someone else. We're going to be nice and charitable and let someone else park there. Well, this happened about two or three times before his dad felt that they were getting the idea, and so he drove way to the farthest end of the parking lot where there were some available spots and got out, and they all started walking to the mall together. And the children were just baffled, could not understand Dad's behavior. And then he used that as a teaching moment. He said, you know, we're doing penance. We're doing penance for during this Advent season by doing works of charity, giving up those parking spots so that we can help others, right, to prepare for Christ's coming. And then the children got the message. For me, as a child, the idea of Advent penance was experienced in a different way. Every year in the first week of Advent, Dad would come downstairs and interrupt my Saturday a.m. morning TV ritual, and he would ask me to get dressed and to go outside with him into the freezing cold, and I knew what was coming. There was going to be a few unpleasant hours helping him hang all the Christmas lights on the house. And I just dreaded it because it was so cold, and I had to endure that. But my job was to open the totes and take out the bundles of lights, and no matter how carefully you wrapped them the year before, they would always get tangled, and so I had to very carefully and frustratingly take those apart, make sure that none of them broke, and then once I got the cords untangled, then I would have to feed them up the ladder to my dad, and he would hang the lights. And so not only was this boring for me, but it seemed to take forever, and so I was miserable and somewhat resistant, of course, to helping. However, I remember the first evening when we would drive home after having done our last-minute shopping and all the lights were up, and we were greeted as we drove down my street with this beautiful display in our house that lit up the night, and our house with all those lights glowing so beautifully, and they radiated the sense of soothing peace and joy. And I started to think as a child that, yes, this was a frustrating chore earlier that day, but it was now worth the effort. A along with the suffering that I went through as I gazed with delight with my brothers and sisters upon this beautiful scene of our house full of lights. And I realized that now I could even offer my reluctant work and the suffering that I went through as a sacrifice to the Lord for my own selfishness and resistance. So the experience that I had that evening was now one of joy, brought that joy to my heart. And so it reminds us today, hopefully, of the joy that we should experience as we enter this third Sunday of Advent, which is called, as I said at the beginning, Gaudete Sunday, which actually means to rejoice, to remember that, to have some joy in our hearts. And so all the colors in our church this Advent, and on our Advent wreath, we have the one candle that's rose color, and they change from that penitential purple to that soothing color. And so the church wants to remind us today that in the midst of the work we've been doing through our reconversion, through our penances, that we're to take a break today and rejoice with hearts full of hope, hearts full of thanksgiving. That's Christ's birthday. The celebration of it is almost here. And we can continue this week to show gratitude by being even more thankful in our prayers, by looking for ways this week that we can even increase our works of love and charity and mercy to one another. In that way, we can start to fully rejoice, as St. Paul encourages us today, by having no anxiety in our hearts at all, especially as we go out into our secular world and we're barraged with so much secularism and stress. We can be at peace. St. Paul says, in everything, by prayer and by our petitions, filled hopefully with thanksgiving, we go to God and make our request to Him. Why? So that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds during this Advent season in Christ Jesus, to bless us with that peace and comfort that God wants to have in our hearts.